All right, so we are recording now. And Debbie, for starters, please state your name and your title.
Debbie Clevenger, a County Executive Director of the Caldwell County FSA Office.
And for starters, will you start out by explaining just a little bit about what is CRP?
CRP is the Conservation Reserve Program.
And what's going on with it?
Because of the drought that we've had this year, there is a national drought monitor, and Caldwell County, as well as some other counties around us, have become eligible for emergency release of CRP. The problem with the emergency release is that the deadline for Hain under this emergency release is August the 31st, which is Saturday midnight. And anybody that wants to take advantage of that emergency release needs to come into the offices that are eligible for this by tomorrow so that they can request release. They should only, you know, they won't be able to hay everything that might qualify because of the deadline, but anything that they could hay that they wanted to, you know, they could request release tomorrow, and it would have to be put up by August the 31st midnight.
And is this application process strenuous?
It's in the FSA offices in the respective county where the CRP contract's located. It's a 10% reduction of the payment, and producers just would need to visit their local office as quickly as possible to take care of the paperwork. Not everybody's going to be interested in this, but those that are should visit their local office.
Now, do you happen to know kind of how bad things have to get before counties become eligible for this?
We weren't eligible. We didn't find out we were eligible today because today is when the National Drought Monitor was updated. And prior to this, I think we were just at a D1 drought, which is, I think, a moderate drought, and we've been upgraded to a D2 severe. So that made our county qualify. And not all the counties around us are eligible, and we were barely eligible in our county, but because some of the county falls in that D2, then the whole county became eligible. And we did get authorized for that today.
All right. Well, Debbie, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Besides the hay, producers could also graze, and we've got more time on the grazing. Cattle would have to be removed by the end of September. And so they do have more time if they want to graze. They can graze at 75% of the stocking rate. If they want to hay, they can only hay 50% of each field. And like I say, the reduction is 10%, but it would have to be completed by August the 31st, which is just Saturday. So, you know, they just need to act quickly. And it's unfortunate that we don't have a longer deadline, but that's, you know, just the way it's worked out. And we've been told that they're not going to extend this, which is a national deadline. August the 31st is.
I understand. Anything else you think we should touch on?
I don't think so. If producers, you know, think that or don't know if their county qualifies, they should, you know, contact their local office.